All right. Welcome back to Life Outside the Box. This is your transition magician, your blonde with the wand, Ann Babiarz, and I'm here with Catabolic Chris and Catherine Savage from the Vernon Hills Public Area Library. So welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, welcome. And, you know, we were just talking with Catherine offline, and she is actually pretty new to the library system.
I am, in fact. I've been with the Vernon Area Library now for about 7 weeks, and this was my first library position, so I've really had an excellent learning curve in the last 7 weeks, learning all about what libraries do besides just check out books.
So what were the most interesting things that and surprising things?
Well, I have to say my experience to this point had been as a patron, and so, you know, I know how I used my library. I would go in and find materials for my kids, and we'd play with the toys in the youth services area, and then I'd go find the, you know, grown-up books, and we'd check out some DVDs, and then we'd leave, and that had been the whole of my experience. And in fact, libraries offer just a huge breadth of services beyond just that. So, you know, the first thing that came to mind when I was taking a tour of the, you know, new building I was working in was that the public space is sort of just the tip of the iceberg. Just what the patrons see is really the front of house, and what goes on in back of house to maintain a collection of 250,000 items is really phenomenal. We've got a whole department that's in charge of acquisitions and cataloging, and then also deacquisitions of materials that aren't needed anymore. And this was something that was completely invisible to me as a patron. All I knew was that, you know, when I want a book, it's on the shelf.
Right, but, right.
They move about 4,000 items a month through there.
Holy so they deactivate about 4,000 items per
yeah,
month.
Yeah, well, here's another thing that, you know, I don't think you really would know necessarily, but when there's a new bestseller blockbuster coming out, we buy 50 or 100 copies of that, and then once Oprah's book club is on to the next book, we don't need 100 copies of that book anymore, and so they have to pull a number and make shelf space for the next blockbuster.
Wow. So, you know, folks, there are just so many ways you can take advantage of your library. And, you know, one of the things that has come into a lot of huge light is the libraries and the economy.
Absolutely.
So in your view over the past 7 weeks, I mean, what has really become apparent to you about how libraries have been affected by this downturn?
Well, one of the things that's very apparent is that our usage goes up. As people are feeling a pinch economically, they turn to more free resources, and certainly the library is one of those ways that you can access information and entertainment without having a cost associated with it. So we check out more children's materials, we've been noticing, and certainly our DVD collection has ramped up circulation of those items as people are checking them out of the library instead of renting them from the store. So those are something we see a lot more movement in. But we also have a greater amount of participation in the programs and services we offer for folks who are looking for, or who are maybe out of work and looking to ramp up their business skills. So, for example, we offer employment-related services like classes, computer training. We have really popular computer training classes. And online we have a lot of test prep for people who are changing careers. So if you're working in an area that's a licensed profession, like an electrician or an EMT or something like that, you can actually prepare for those exams online on your library website.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
I bet those are getting a lot of use these days.
Yeah.
They really do. They really do. Another thing that we offer that I don't know people necessarily know about is you can check out museum passes from your library. So if you're going to go visit the Lake County Discovery Museum in Wakanda or one of the museums downtown, you can actually come to the library and check out a pass and save yourself the cost of admissions fees there.
Oh, yeah, excellent.
We talked about that last week
with Elena
and
Merlene.
Merlene, that's right. I always pronounce her name wrong.
It's a great service. So there's a lot of things like that we offer. Come in and, you know, talk to us and see what we've got for you.
So with that said, you know, that also one of the great things that the libraries are offering are a lot of programs and diverse programs at that. So what is going on at Vernon Area?
Well, we've got a really popular and robust series of programs for kids. teens and adults. So just last week was Teen Read Week nationally, and so we had a bunch of teen-related book programs. This week, we're coming up on Halloween, of course. So
yes, my favorite time of the year.
Tomorrow night for grades 4 and up, we've got a program called Scary Stories, and it's a storyteller, not too scary. We're not going to give your children nightmares or anything like that. And these things are all free, so I would really encourage you to take a look at our website calendar, which has a lot of the program's right on it, or if you're in the library, pick up a copy of our newsletter that's got the full schedule.
And yeah, as you said, online too.
Absolutely. And we've got some great author visits coming.
Tell us about those.
And that's one thing I hadn't experienced as a patron before. I had never gone to an author talk at the library, and now they're like one of my favorite things to do. It's just a really interesting way to connect with the person behind the work, get a really concrete feel for what the author goes through in their creative process and the personal joy that they put into their work. So that's just really phenomenal. Sorry, my phone. So coming up, we've got children's book author Lisa Yee, who wrote Millicent Min, Girl Genius, and another book, Bobby the Brave Sometimes. So she's going to be here on November 8th at 7 o'clock, and it's a free program, so come in and meet her. She'll have her friend Peepy with her, who is her little stuffed Peep, who travels the world with her and has his photograph taken with all sorts of celebrities. So you can get your picture taken with Peepy.
Stuffed Peep.
A stuffed Peep, like, you know, like an Easter Peep. You
like
know.
The thing you put in the microwave and make it explode.
Well, yeah, some
right,
people
yeah.
put them in microwaves.
It's quite fun.
Yeah, yeah. He's quite the character. So she's coming next week, or, yeah, 2 weeks from now. And then on November 15th, we have a young adult author coming. But I think it's the parents of the young adults who are going to recognize her name. Her name is Joanna Philbin. And she is the daughter of Regis Philbin, and she's got a series out for teens about the problems of celebrity daughters. But it's really something that, you know, all teens can relate to, having a lot of pressure put on them. But this is her perspective on it, and so that's kind of interesting.
Wow, that would be very interesting.
And then on November 20th, we're hosting, for those of you who like mystery novels, there's a conference every year called the Love is Murder Conference, and we're having a pre-con at our library. So we're hosting four different authors. Michael Allen Dimmick, I'm sorry, I don't know how to say her name. Raymond Benson, Shane Gierke, and Libby Fisher-Hellman. And they'll be at the library on the afternoon of November 20th. Talking about their work and encouraging you to come to the bigger conference in Chicago.
Excellent.
Yeah, so
excellent. A lot going on.
Absolutely.
A lot going on. So tell us, Catherine, are you working full-time and 40 hours and all of that?
I'm actually only a part-time position, so I'm expecting eventually we'll find enough things for me to do that are moving into full-time. But for right now, I'm only part-time.
Wow. Well, but still, I mean, that's awesome, because it sounds like, you know, with you just being there 7 weeks, they're hiring. So that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. So
that's a good thing, especially in this economic climate.
Absolutely.
So what is your favorite event coming up? What's the one that you are going to be there?
Tonight there's a program about Star Wars, and I'm sort of a Star Wars nerd, so I'm going to be there for that one. It's called Hidden Star Wars, and it's 7 o'clock tonight. It is free, so you know, come and join us. We've got room for more. But it's about the sort of secret insider jokes of the Star Wars series. So things that, just if you had just seen the movie, maybe you didn't notice that the stormtrooper hit his head in this scene, or that they accidentally called Princess Leia Carrie in one scene, and things like that. So we have a presenter who's going to kind of go through those for
us. Oh, wow. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Good times.
Well, is there anything else you want to share with the listeners about, you know, the Vernon Area Public Library, or what's happening? Or?
Well, I would just like to remind people of how they can connect with us. And one thing I do want to point out is that we're actually not in Vernon Hills. A lot of people hear our name and think that we are. We do serve part of Vernon Hills.
Ah, sorry about that.
That's
I said
right.
Vernon Hills at the beginning.
I just assumed they worked
there. Yeah.
Everyone does. Everyone does. So it's the Vernon
you
Area
assume.
Public Library.
Yeah.
We serve all or portions of Lincolnshire, Buffalo Grove, Riverwoods, Prairie View, Vernon Hills, and part of unincorporated Vernon Township. So that's about 42,000 people that we serve. We are located on Old Half Day Road between Route 21 and 22, sort of on that little cutoff by Half Day School. Our phone number is 847-634-3650, and our website is at vapld.info. And the .info is, I think, something unique to libraries that people aren't very familiar with. So VAPLD, like Vernon Area Public Library District, .info.
Excellent. Well, we want to thank you for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And we want to thank the listeners for listening to Life Outside the Box this week. We're going to go to a quick break, and then we're going to open the studio up for our next wonderful disc jockey, Alan.